With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump and Russian President Putin agree to start talks on a limited ceasefire with Ukraine. The White House says the two men spoke on the phone for about an hour and a half on Tuesday. The Kremlin said Russia has agreed to a 30-day ceasefire on strikes on Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Putin also confirmed a prisoner swap with Ukraine that will take place today. A federal judge blocks President Trump's executive order banning so-called transgender people from military service.
The U.S. District Judge in Washington, D.C. ruled that the executive order to exclude transgender troops likely violates their constitutional rights. She delayed her order until Friday morning to give the Trump administration time to appeal. Plaintiffs' attorneys contend the order violates transgender people's rights to equal protection under the Fifth Amendment, while government lawyers argue that military officials have broad discretion to decide how to assign and deploy service members. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, two NASA astronauts are back on Earth after a nine-month stay on the International Space Station. They returned home in a SpaceX capsule Tuesday afternoon, splashing down off the coast of Florida near Tallahassee. They were joined by another NASA astronaut, Nick Haig, and a Russian cosmonaut, Alexander Gorbunov. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is under fire from many of his own party for allowing a vote last week.
Questions are starting to surface about the 74-year-old Schumer's ability to lead the party. Many complaining about the lack of clear strategy heading into last week's vote. Chris Murphy of Delaware told Meet the Press, quote, "We need to have a conversation inside the caucus about whether we are willing to stand up to Republicans." But the harshest criticism is coming from what observers call the AOC wing of the party. She described Schumer's vote as a huge slap in the face. Bob Agner reports.
This is SRN News. Congress considers another pro-life bill. SRN's Michael Harrington.
It's called the Protecting Life and Integrity in Research Act, which would make it illegal for scientists to carry out research using tissue from aborted babies. Senators John Kennedy of Louisiana and Cindy Hyde-Smith of Mississippi are co-sponsoring the bill. Hyde-Smith says, quote, "There are ethical and scientifically valid ways to conduct fetal tissue research without relying on the body parts of aborted babies. It's an affront to the sanctity of life." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Fears have grown within Syria's Christian community following a wave of sectarian violence. Media Line reports the deaths of seven Christian civilians. According to a church source, the recent events had been extremely difficult and exacerbated concerns about the future of Christian presence in Syria, as well as that of other religious minorities in the country. This is SRN News. A down day on Wall Street Tuesday.
Wall Street's roller coaster ride took another turn lower, and its former superstars were once again leading the way. The S&P 500 lost 1.1% Tuesday. The index has been swerving sharply in recent weeks, mostly to the downside. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 260 points. It's about 0.6%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 1.7%. Tesla and stocks in the artificial intelligence industry were again some of the heaviest weights on the market. They've been among the hardest hit in Wall Street's recent sell-off that's been caused by uncertainty created by President Donald Trump's trade war. Treasury yields slipped in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.28%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Pentagon preparing to eliminate between 50 and 60,000 civilian jobs over the next few months. A senior defense official said the job cuts will hopefully happen via voluntary resignations. More details at SRNnews.com.